Jung.
What's going on?
So loud.
Yeah. Carmen.
Lisa Jung.
Whoa.
The, hey.
So he's just fired off by himself?
She can hear us, but she can't hear us, but she can see that.
Did
your cat come in here?
No, nobody comes in here. I don't know what's going on. All right, stand by. So are we on the air, you think?
No, if she can't hear us, they can't hear us. I would imagine. I don't know.
I'm not going to waste any of my good stuff.
Yeah.
For you guys in this room.
Hello?
That wouldn't change anything. That's just one microphone. Hello? Hello?
Carmen?
Hello?
Oh, there you are. There you are. Oh, were you panicking? Carmen?
Oh, she still can't hear us.
Hello? Oh, boy.
Carmen's just in there going,
Somebody pull up on what's on the air right now. Hello? Carmen, can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Hello? Everything look right?
Oh, what about over there? Is the thing on?
No, yeah, it's on. We're connected.
Sorry, Carmen says I can hear you now.
You can hear us now? Oh, boy.
Yeah, but apparently something's going on where she can hear
us. No, there's a delay.
Oh, why is there a delay?
Are we in? Are we on her board or our board? Are we in the pre-delay or post-delay thing, whatever? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't have.
She says she can hear us, but it's very staticky.
Calvin, do you think I know what any of these buttons
do? No. I'm asking Spanish. I'm not asking you.
I don't
know. You
have any idea.
I'm pretty sure your cat comes in here and steps on stuff.
So we can be heard on the air.
Okay, so here's
on the air. That's a huge delay.
Well, yeah, it's like a...
But there's a delay.
All right. I don't want to hear it again. All right, well, we need to, I guess, figure this out. But in the meantime, we're on a delay. The show's working. We won't be able to talk to Carmen, but we can do the show. How is everybody doing today?
Good.
We're going to have to tell Carmen we want to go to break 2 minutes before we want to go to break.
Oof.
We'll break usually at 6:30. So anyway, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Is there an engineer over there? Do you know?
I will text Cernak now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would step out and call him.
Okay.
That might be the best thing to do.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah, I don't know. It may not be over here. It may not be stepping on the board. It may be over there. Somebody, you know.
I had five guys in playing guitar, and I had to press four buttons.
In the studio with us, filling in for Gio, who is out this week, is Core 4 Dizzy. Your mic's not here. You got to turn it on. You got to actually on the thing.
On the
this
top of the microphone.
Falling apart. Falling apart. I got up this morning. I got up early. I was like, it's going to be a great show. There you go. What's
I'm good
up?
Now?
Yeah, you're good.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Stepping up in these seats. I was in the corner last time.
That's true.
Right, moving over.
Right. Dizzy had a hard time getting in the gate this morning because he's black.
Yeah. They're like, you got to go in the back entrance. This is reserved for a certain type of people.
Yeah, guy was clearly your worker.
Yeah.
Go around to the back gate.
Did you not see the giant sign that said this entrance is closed on the way in?
I did, but I was like, what does that even mean
right,
to me?
Right, I know.
And when I pulled up, I was going to go around, but I was like, that's probably not a good idea.
No, it doesn't. I go around. Well, yeah. So the back gate, which is the easiest one for me to get into, is supposedly... They're rebuilding that station, that security station. They've done nothing to it other than keep people from going in and out of it.
Well, that's not true, because I go out that way, and I looked, because I was like, what are they doing? What's going on? So it's completely gutted.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
okay.
It's gutted. They took all the stuff out of there. So I don't know whether they're keeping that structure and they're doing stuff inside or what, but they are at least working on it.
Okay, so with that, I come in, and the guests can go in with the badge, so we can get in and out. But I sometimes just dip right in the exit, too, because there's no arm there.
Would you advise that to me?
Okay. Well, I don't know, because if security... I'll tell you the easy way to go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if you just keep taking the veterans further to Lutz Lake Fern and get off, you can go in right there.
Oh, okay.
Easy. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I know. They want to reroute you to Dale Mabry, which takes you a half hour to get there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's what he told me. I was like, what?
I don't understand why they do that. They're Like, who would go all the way around that way? That's, anyway, Spanish, what do we have?
We got to reboot the board, so we'll have to wait till we go to break to do that.
Reboot the board?
We got to reboot the board.
How do you reboot the board?
Oh. Turn it off, turn it back on.
I don't even, did you know there's an on-off
button? I did not.
You're actually going to have to get a Diet Coke and you just pour it all over the board.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
While you're doing that, Joe has to plug and unplug the actual plug.
So we can't talk to Carmen for the whole break?
No, not until you reboot the board. Because this is what had happened the last time this was an issue, is we had to reboot it.
Oh, man. I don't remember this happening before you do.
The power was out or something?
So
or?
Either the power went out or the internet went out, and then it like messes up the synchronization.
Oh, man. You know? I hate when my synchronization
We got to synchronize, man.
So Carmen said it was staticky, though. Is it all? Are we all like glitching and static? And
the text that I'm getting from all of our listeners are saying that we're on the air. I haven't heard anything about staticky from anyone but Carmen, but that doesn't mean that it isn't staticky.
Tom said, Tom the driver said, I can hear Carmen say hello, and then you say hello.
And then 4 minutes afterwards, she goes, there's a delay.
Spanish, I'm not as open with my phone number as you are.
Right.
Like, put it out over the air and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't really
mind. I'm sorry, did you put your phone number out over the air,
Spanish? I did not.
All right, let me rephrase it. I'm not as open with my phone number as I am with your phone number.
Yes.
But I forget that people do have my phone number because, like, there's listeners that I know that for one reason or another have my phone number and never bother me.
Yeah.
Never call me. Never don't. I don't want to say anybody's names, but somebody just texted me and was like, yes, we can hear you on the air. Thank you. Like, oh. Never bothered me before ever, but they call you all the time.
They do, yeah. Sometimes I talk. Well, especially lately, I've enjoyed talking to some people, the listeners.
Have you really?
Yeah. Good
for you.
Yeah.
We got a nice little support group going?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sad weirdos.
What'd you do this? What was on your sad weirdo calendar this weekend?
So on Friday night, I had the pleasure of hanging out with Dizzy at.
I have to say, sad weirdo is the best name,
right? Well, we meet at Ian's Dignitary Cafe for sad weirdo convention. Sure. Yeah,
do you go there too?
Yes.
To the Opium Den?
Yeah. The gay bar?
Yeah. Ian hates, I don't know what he hates more than. I call it the Opium Den or you call it the gay bar.
Whenever we hang out with him and we're just me and the boys, he puts on slow R&B music, which is so weird.
Get ready.
Yeah.
It's a P. Diddy party. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dizzy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what we do in Canada. All right, so go ahead. You and Dizzy went out Friday?
So Dizzy invited me out Friday to this place called Paddy Wagons, which I went to I didn't know there were numerous Paddy Wagons, so I went to the wrong one at first.
You showed up with the wrong?
I did.
Very much like you.
100%. 100%. And Dizzy channeled you 100% because I told him that I went to the wrong one, and his response was just, you're the worst.
Yeah.
My wife and I almost didn't wind up meeting and getting married and everything else because we went to the wrong Frenchies. She invited me to Frenchies, and there's like 9 Frenchies within a 5-mile radius. Yeah. And I'm like, where are you? And she's like, I'm by the jukebox. And I go, I'm standing at the jukebox. I was already yelling at her, our first date. And I'm like yelling at her.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. So, yeah, it was fun. And I met with him.
Where
and his
was
cousin.
The paddy wagon?
In front of Citrus Park Mall?
No, I just want to know the area.
Oh, yeah. So it was in that area.
Citrus Park
Mall. Nice bar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Sprite, which the bartender was pretty weirded out about.
You're not drinking at all?
No, I imagine I will. You know, I just want to find my balance, so to speak.
I like to point out, at least I don't think I'm not especially not an alcoholic.
No, you
just sometimes get a little excessive when you go out.
Well, I was irresponsible. I needed to learn how to control myself and work through some things. So.
He's not an alcoholic. Alcohol was just interfering with his life and work.
Wait a second.
What is the definition?
That Monday especially, yeah.
When you show up at Paddy Wagons to meet Dizzy and his cousin, are you wearing those beads?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you laugh at that when you see
it? Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like he got him from King Jaffe Jafar.
Yeah.
like he left them here. I don't know.
Yeah, I love these beads.
They're ridiculous.
They might be, yeah. Yeah. But I showed up wearing the beads, said what's up to him and his cousin. And then I got to watch Dizzy and his cousin, what I would say is doing work on the ladies. And it was by far one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Now, I don't know your cousin, but I imagine he is just a little taller than you.
You saw him at the cruise, I think, last time.
I don't remember.
He is literally just a little. He's probably my height.
Yeah, you, Dizzy, and Pap rolled in here today, and it didn't equal one human.
No, 100%, yeah. But it was great. I got to, like I said, I was watching them hit on chicks, and Dizzy is hilarious. He's just made me laugh the whole time.
I would imagine you're offensive and adorable at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's kind of shy at first. He just kind of sits in the back.
I mean, you're like, I want to, on the cruise, Oh, you know what? This is going to be a first of Dizzy and Pete together.
Yeah, dude. I'm very excited. Yeah. I'm very excited. Oh, they're very much the same energy.
They're going to...
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. At one point, he was hitting on one girl, and she had a huge chest. I mean, it was just billowing out of her shirt.
Huge chest.
Yeah. And she walked away, and Dizzy comes up to me. He goes, I didn't even see her face, but...
I don't think I did anything on Friday. Saturday, I went to go see Jay Moore.
Oh.
I actually went to the club.
Wow.
It was brutal, too, because I was exhausted.
Oh. Was that tied into your anniversary? Did you go, hey, since, we met or we had, after we got married, we went and saw Jay Moore. Now we can have our anniversary. We'll go see Jay Moore.
It would be nice. It would have been like a nice
Did that
treat.
Work out
no,
or no?
No. My wife had her friend and her kid here, and, we got in bed on our actual anniversary. We got in bed. And we laid down. Juliana had a sleepover, so she wasn't even home. And I go, hey, it's our anniversary. Want to have sex? She was like, do you? I go, not really. She was like, we rolled over and went to sleep. Yeah, I don't know. I was tired.
Yeah.
I was tired.
Did you eat anything good?
No. Right. I got to tell Carmen. Actually, probably better that I said this, that Carmen can't hear me. Carmen, if you're listening, you can respond and it'll just come in a minute later. But I almost went three McGriddles hard on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Have you tried their chicken McGriddle? Yeah,
well, that was where... Oh, you weren't here? I don't think he was here for that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're just about to get slammed. That's the healthy one. That's the healthy one. He had two regular ones and then a chicken one. Healthy one, yeah. The healthy Dude, chicken one cancels it out.
Yeah.
I can't even look at you and say it.
Yes, I rolled in and I was like... I rolled in and I got two McGriddles. And then I went to Starbucks and then I had to go pick up Juliana from her... sleepover, and then when I picked her up, she was like, I'm hungry. Can we get food? And we passed McDonald's, and I went, you want McDonald's? And I thought, if she says yes, am I going to get another McGriddle?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We did not.
Oh,
I showed that. Some self-control.
They're so good.
Yeah, they really are good.
They're so
like,
good.
I'm so tempted to get some right now, but I can't.
This is according to Mike Cernak. He said, in case Spanish misses this, you do not need to reboot anything. It has been fixed.
Carmen, okay. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, hey! Thank you, Mike Cernak. Yeah, thank you.
What was going on? Do you know?
No.
Well, glad you're there.
Fair. Damn it, they got to bring Carmen back right at the three McGriddle story. Hi, Carmen.
Hey.
Were you stressed out?
No.
Why are you in a bad mood?
I don't like you. I don't like
me.
Beer. I just.
What did I do?
Everything's the worst.
Wow.
I thought that through all that went on. You did a great job.
Yeah, Carmen, I love you. Jones. Thank you.
Yeah. Unsung hero.
We heard you go.
Why are you in such a bad mood?
Ugh, you annoy me. You bother me. Everyone sucks. I'm not into it today.
Aw. What can I do to help?
I mean, normally you have a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need a reason.
I know the reason. Dirty down below.
Oh, my God.
Bear attack.
Forever unclean.
Outside the village.
Speaking of bear attack, did anybody else see the video of the guy that got attacked by a bear?
What?
I think it was Montana.
No.
He was hiking, and he goes about 80 yards away. I saw a mother bear and two cubs, and he's like, and I tried to hide, and they charged me, and they ran at him. And while he's talking, he's got like a slice across his forehead, half his ear is missing. He's got a bloody
face. Do you know
face.
How old this was?
No, I don't. I just popped up in my thing. It was probably old.
Yeah, maybe an old one, because I remember the guy who had it. It was like, you could flap it backwards.
He had a broken arm.
Yeah.
And you could see the bone, and he goes, yeah, I got stuff hanging out of my arm. I have never broken a bone other than like a pinky or a rib or a toe, you know? But I would imagine if I had a broken arm and I could see bone hanging out of it, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
I would freak me out.
Yeah, I think you'd probably go into shock at that point.
Yeah, well, maybe he was. I don't know that he had enough in this head to actually go and do a video, but
yeah.
Whatever. I need to talk about this again. I know we talked about it. I know it's on YouTube, but I need to bring this up because I believe it is that important. The new Roadhouse movie is the worst movie ever made.
What?
Ever made.
It's pretty bad.
It's really bad. Yeah.
And you know how I know? Because I watched it again.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And did you watch the whole thing?
The whole thing. Because I watched the whole thing, but I didn't watch it. I had to pause it. I watched the whole thing from beginning to end because I know that I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm quick to judgment. And sometimes, you know, when you're comparing it to a classic, it is... I mean, I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Can I tell you that? That's the whole thing about it. Is Jake Gyllenhaal, as bad as the movie is, he's decent. And if they would have had a good script and a good film, he would have been a great Dalton.
In the UFC, they made him look like he was a lunatic.
Right.
But there's no lunacy to be made. Yeah. And Dalton, the original Dalton, was not only, he was a very calm. Yeah. He studied philosophy at NYU.
Well, I think what they were trying to do is that whenever that happened to the other guy, whenever he killed the other guy or whatever supposedly happened, that he changed his life completely, left UFC behind, and now he's, you know...
I figured that too, but I didn't get it. I didn't feel that. And it was just bad. And then that the acting is so bad. That woman who owns the Roadhouse is the worst. She's the worst. And the whole crocodile thing, it is just. And then that little Roadhouse that has 8 people in it has 10 bands every night, and they play during the fights and everything, and nobody stops. And it's just. You know, you get a rock and roll band and put them behind chicken wire, it's one thing. But you get a gospel band with 3 girls in it, and they're throwing beer at them, and they're just like, praise the Lord.
I also, and I know that it's a movie, so it's, you know, not reality or anything. But also, I hate Conor McGregor, and he's so bad in there. And also, the character. So this is just a dude that can beat up UFC everybody. Guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, do you know how much those guys train to be in the UFC? You think you're just going to be a guy that goes in, and a guy who was a champion in the UFC, and you're going to go, what are you doing? And walk in like a little leprechaun and fight him. Get out of here.
Yeah, it was.
And like we said before, nobody has guns in that town.
Uh-huh. In Florida.
Hey, this guy's a problem.
In Florida, you got a bunch of bikers, and you got, nobody fights back. Nobody. Yeah. It is the worst movie I've ever seen. It really is, but it's pretty horrible.
Also, dead guy in the pool. Nobody investigates. We have no problem with that.
Moving on.
Nobody.
All right.
Leave it.
I don't know. Should we check this drifter that just came into town? Apparently, everybody knows immediately.
It was just bad. The one scene that I thought in there that was really cool was him on the train tracks where he was contemplating killing himself. And the train was coming, which has been in so many movies. It wasn't original, but he decides to go at the last minute, but still got clipped by the train. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
When it first started, I was like, all right, this is going to be good. Yep. Because, he does the thing where he smacks the guy and he goes, oh my God, I just smacked him. And then he smacks a couple other guys. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, this is funny because like a UFC fighter, if he had to fight 5 guys, he's going to do pretty well.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people think they can fight. You can't.
Yeah.
Stop it. I can't fight. You can't fight. You can't fight. Unless you had experience fighting and doing that, you know, somebody who's doing it all the time, like a UFC fighter, it's a big difference. There was the one guy who used to go out in public and go, I'll give you $100 if you can hit me.
Yeah.
And he just duck people and do that, you know, for like a couple minutes and be like, all right, you lost.
Yeah.
I haven't had a fight in, I don't even think I can remember. The last fight I think I had was when I broke my hand or broke the bone of my hand in Ybor.
Bit that girl?
Yeah.
The girl bit me. Oh,
she looked like a McGriddle. That's why he bit her.
I mean, that was before I worked here. You know,
and you're not in the gym training every day.
No,
fighting,
I mean, I'm not saying a UFC fighter. I mean, just an average fight. You know what I mean? I'm not fighting anybody.
The best fight you almost got in was at that titty bar, and you were like, oh my God, you got in his face, and he's, I'm crippled.
Yeah, he goes, I'm handicapped.
I go, always fighting the crippled.
Oh, dude. He stood up so fast for a handicapped guy.
I do, though, incorporate the slap, because the slap is a determination of whether or not somebody wants to fight. If they're in your face and you just slap them and they don't immediately start punching you, they don't want to fight you.
Yeah. Also, if you get a good slap right on the ear and you get that popping sound, they're just,
You know what's better than the ear? Is right at the back of the jaw. You hit right in the spot of the jaw and it goes right down their whole body.
Their eyes water up, their nose starts to run.
And they go, why did you do that?
I'll
fight you. If you want to fight me, you'd be throwing hands right now the minute you get smacked in front of everybody.
So emasculating when you have to ask another man, why did you do that when he slapped you? Why did you do that?
I don't know if you have this on news, Galvin, but it's not that big of a deal. For the second time this week, a Carnival cruise ship caught on fire. Every time I repost a cruise disaster story and put our logo on it, it's always Carnival. Carnival is the Boeing of ships. And 2 cruises catch fire, and we're just a little over what? A little over a week away?
Yeah, right.
8 days away, 10 days away, rather? I don't know what it is. I don't even know what today is. I'm so confused because my kids have spring break and they have different spring breaks, and it's just blowing my mind.
10 days.
10 days.
Yeah.
Everybody in this room is going.
Yeah,
baby. Ian's going.
Yeah.
Martin, sorry. He should go, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun time. Has anybody talked to Steve Byrne? Do we know if he's coming?
No, I actually texted him the other day and have not heard back from him, which normally, normally I hear back from him.
It's all right, some make-em-ups.
Maybe he's busy. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't handle that, so
all right.
I don't know how that goes.
Okay.
Jay Moore was very funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving him a courtesy funny. He was very funny. He told a lot of the stuff he told on the air about the Wu-Tang thing and all that.
Right.
But it was entertaining. So I was so tired on Saturday that I really was contemplating whether or not I should go. And then I thought, you know, I do want to see it. And I told Jay Moore I was going to go. So I went and I called Paulie D, and he was at a barbecue, and he's like, I'll Uber over there and meet you there. It was great, great. So then I went there, and Joey texts me on his way home, and I go, hey, come to the Side Splitters. So he came and met me over there too. And before Jay Moore went on, I have two pictures of Paul sleeping, Joey sleeping. We're all so tired. We're all dozing off at the table. But Jay was great, man. We had a good time hanging out there and seeing him. And then last night, we ate sushi. We had a new sushi restaurant over here that we like. It's all right. Like, it's not like, I don't know. My wife gets on new things. She likes something new, and we get to go there 10 times. And we were there. I mean, we ate like pirates who had been at sea for a month. It was ridiculous. I'm still full from sushi right now.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It was a good weekend.
Yeah.
I went and saw Lynch Mob Saturday night, which was very fun. Archie was there, but I did not see him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he commented on one of my things and said he sounded great and blah, blah, blah. And he had a picture of him from way back in the day, and George, yeah, which was really cool. But it was fun. It was great. I love OCC. I love that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, it's back in the day, Galvin, I mean, before I was really in radio, when Moose and I used to go to concerts together, we had the Rocket Club. We had ML Chasers. We had Killian's. There were just so many rock clubs around the St. Pete, Tampa area. And even in Newport Richey, they'd have places where a band could play live and you can go see them. And it was great. And then it all just disappeared. And now it's all slowly coming back. Yeah. So and there were a lot of places like OCC that had the outdoor stage. I mean, that is basically the bands that they're bringing in and all that. It was what Rocket Club did. They brought these really big bands into the small rock club, and you had a great experience doing it. So that's great. I don't think that I would have enjoyed going to Lynch Mob only because I'm not that big of a
well,
fan.
Well, here's the good thing about it was obviously he did Lynch Mob stuff, but he did Dokken stuff. He also did other covers too. Like they did Van Halen. They did some other stuff. Yeah. Really weird to see George Lynch playing Van Halen. It was great, obviously, but it was George Lynch playing Van Halen, and it sounded really cool.
That's cool. Maybe he's like, hey, Sammy, I can do it too.
So not only is he a great guitar player, but he's almost 70, George Lynch is now. Wow. Looks fantastic.
He's always been muscular.
Looks fantastic. And one of his big songs that he has is the instrumental Mr. Scary. Uh-huh. And I'm pretty sure now being close to the front row, what he wrote that about. He has got a hog on him.
Oh my God.
Good.
You can see it?
He took out like three people in the front row when he turned.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. He was wearing like kind of like joggers almost or something.
Good
whatever.
For him.
I don't think he was wearing underwear.
I was like,
does he have another guitar? Oh, my God. Yeah. I said to my wife, I go, George Lynch's got a hog on him. And she goes, oh, really? I didn't notice.
Carmen.
What's up?
Just checking to see if you're feeling any better.
Nope.
What's wrong with you today? I can't just be have you angry Carmen all day.
Too bad. That's it.
Embrace it.
Okay. Yeah. Just take it. I don't no.
What if he sent you some McRiddles?
No, thank you.
Oh. Do you have bad skin today?
Nope. I just don't like it. And now I have a question. So who's doing the after show?
Oh, Jesus.
What do you mean? Like, who's running the board?
Well, I mean, this is over there, so who's doing the after show?
Well, you do it. You're there.
No.
Why?
No, thank
Why
you.
Why can't you step up when somebody else is down?
Because I do all the time.
All right. So then why so would it be any different?
I don't want to do it today, so no, thank you.
Well, you should have talked to your boss.
Okay. Right. It's not my job, so I'm leaving at 10. Hopefully someone's here to do the after show.
Why are you so angry today?
Are you angry because Dizzy came here and you're there?
No, I really don't care. I'm just saying, like, no one asked me, no one talked about this, and it's just expected of me to do things.
Yeah,
and
that's what you do.
No, that's rude and disrespectful. That's rude and disrespectful. No one else has to step up.
Yeah, everybody stepped up. Look, Disney came all the way here.
When?
We are. I've been nice. What is wrong with you? What is that why you're mad?
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons. I did not.
All right, hold on. I'm going to make a list. Reason number one, Carmen doesn't want to do the after show.
Reason number one, Mike is disrespectful.
How?
And just expects me to do things.
Well, we all are expected to do things.
No, you just expect me to do things. You don't ask me. That's rude. You don't think of me. You don't consider it. You're not considerate. You're just rude.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
And I'm over it.
Oh, so just so that's why you're so mad today?
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Out.
So we have Ethan coming to run the board, and Dizzy and I are going to do the after show from here.
We didn't expect you to run the board.
Yeah. Nobody expected
Look
you
at that.
Board, Carmen.
Instead of getting mad, you should just ask. You.
I have too much respect.
No, it's rude. You just came up with that idea.
No, that's not true. Carmen, listen to me. You know that I'm honest. Spanish was going to tell you that at the beginning, and Mike waved him off, said, hold on, because he wanted to see what you were going to say.
I don't care. I don't like it. It's rude. You're disrespectful. Rude and disrespectful.
How am I? If it's already been taken care of.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're making up stories now.
Okay. Prove me wrong then. Oh, you
I am telling you right now.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me? Oh, because I'm just supposed to take your word for it?
Who else's word would you take?
Not yours.
This has been done since Friday of last week.
Oh, cool. So I was involved. I was
You're
told,
not involved. You don't do the after show. It doesn't even affect you.
Okay.
So what are you getting pissed off about? This is radio. In order to keep your job, you have to talk.
Okay, and I've been talking to you.
You're mad.
I'm annoyed.
You're annoyed. Because you assumed that we were going to have you do the after show, and we had not done that, so you should be apologizing to us.
No.
What?
I shouldn't.
Your logic is terrible.
Okay, cool. And your logic is awful as well.
But Carmen, you have to understand, you don't do the after show, you don't run the board or do anything like that for the after show.
Right.
So why does it affect you? They didn't tell me. I don't do the after show.
I don't care about what happens on the after show.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, if it doesn't affect you, why do they have to tell you?
Yeah, listen to me. If we would have been like, all right, Carmen's coming up with the after show after this, yeah, if I were you, I'd be really pissed off. But you're wrong. We did not do it to you. In fact, all those things that you thought, the opposite happens. We hold you in higher regard. We had somebody else do it because there's no way we were going to be like, oh, Carmen will do it. So you see, you should be in a good mood.
No.
Oh, that's on you on that one.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not like, okay. Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. It's Monday, and I'm just annoyed. So, what's up?
The thing you're annoyed at turned out to not be true.
Still annoyed.
At what?
You.
I mean, you should be like, oh my God, maybe he finally respects me. He had it all taken care
not
of.
Not true.
I do totally respect you.
Not true.
I took care of it, Carmen. Don't even worry about it. We had your back.
Spanish took care of it. Not Mike. Mike did not think of me one second.
Spanish? I'm not going to say a word.
When I was talking to Mike, he said, make sure Carmen is taken care of. That's seriously what I
did. I did not say that. I said, make sure. I said to Spanish, I said, maybe Disney might have to do the after show from the house. And he said, someone would have to have a board op. And we said, well, what if we get a board op, just do the after show, blah, blah, blah. And that's how it worked
out.
That sounds like a great story.
That is how I have receipts if you want them, Carmen.
Okay, cool. No, thank you. I'm good.
Okay. All right.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have Sporkle next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah.